everyone. Our awesome music today is the Island Meet and Greet, brought to you by Kevin McLeod. Thank you so much for coming around and giving Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler a listen. I'm your host, Casey, and here you can tune into my own awesome adventures from different interesting areas around the States and other countries as well. Some of these in which you'll know, and others will most likely be entirely new to you. I'll also sometimes chat about fun facts, history, culture, and bizarre mythical beings or creatures around these areas. This week's Random Venture of an Indie Traveler episode is all about the Diamond Head Lighthouse in Oahu, Hawaii, and Sharkman, aka Nanawe. I hope that's the right way to say it. And if not, I'm sorry. I could not find it, at least the correct pronunciation on Google. It said Nana or something like that, so I know that's totally wrong. But Nanawe, I feel like that is a little more accurate. Anyways, let's get to it. This awesome lighthouse sits nice and pretty on the side of the gorgeous Diamond Head Volcano. You can actually see this beautiful volcano from Waikiki Beach. I will have an episode on that in the future. Anyway, about this lighthouse. It lays down its warning rays about 18 miles off into the wondrous Pacific Ocean. There are many beautiful reefs around Waikiki and Oahu, and these are very important to help sustain and keep life under the waves happy and healthy. This United States Coast Guard lighthouse warns vessels to stay a safe distance from Waikiki's beautiful reefs. Though, of course, it's also helped mariners and guiding them along the way. Lighthouses are great landmarks for those at sea and ocean. Now that I think of it, you don't really hear that phrase, those at ocean. I wonder why at sea is used, but not the latter. There go my random thoughts anyway. So sorry, it happens. You cannot go inside this lighthouse, but you can have a look and view the incredible, amazing area around as you are right around a dormant volcano. With the amazing sound of the ocean waves hitting the cliffs and then seeing this beautiful lighthouse all together, oh my gosh, it's like a little slice of heaven. I just love places like this. They always give me an awesome sense of peace, and I could stay here all day and enjoy the beauty and awesomeness of it all. Really, it's incredible. Actually, when I experienced this place, I was with my sister, Jenna Lee, who is seriously one of Hawaii's top wedding photographers. No, I'm not just saying that because she's my sister, but she has actually won awards. So anyways, she does these engagement photo shoots, family and wedding shoots, just, you know, the whole gambit, and pretty much all of it. I promise this is going somewhere, as the day we were there, we were actually doing a photo shoot for somebody. So she has an awesome eye for perfection, and also, she can get to shoot in a lot of beautiful areas. By shoot, I mean photography. She's not a hunter. Anyways, she has a knack for getting these genuine shots in the most beautiful places in Hawaii, or in around Oahu, and actually wherever she is. She is pretty well known, so she gets people in different places. Anyway, she likes to get to the locations a bit in advance to scope out the area and see what's up, especially around sunrise and sunset. The skies are absolutely magnificent, so she does this for good reason all around. Anyways, we were here getting ready and walking towards the lighthouse. She did a mini photo shoot of me, actually, to check out the lighting and make sure everything was all good. And I got to run towards and away from the lighthouse, and it was so much fun. I know this is not exactly something that everybody will experience when they go there, but it was mine, and we had a fun time with it for sure. It was just a great memory with my sister. You can always come up here and take awesome pictures, even with phones, and run through the beautiful area. Seriously, you'll get some really cool shots. One thing I must say is the sunrises and sunsets in Hawaii are amazing, wherever you are. Whether you're near the mountains, on the beach, in your hotel room or Airbnb, at the store, I mean, wherever you go, you'll see incredible sunrises and sunsets.
The sky is the limit after all, right?
I would go to the 7-Eleven nearby for groceries, and when I was on my way back home, if it was in fact sunset, then the sky would be illuminated with the most amazing array of colors, pinks, purples, yellows, oranges, any colors in between. Hawaii is a sunrise and sunset slayer. It's purely incredible. Anyways, I know you would absolutely love this lighthouse area, just walking up towards it. It's really a beautiful walk, and I know that you'll enjoy it, and it's great for families and everything. Just know that, though, given that I had the experience of doing the whole photography thing with my sister, know that it is a hot spot for photography. So if you're going up, just be aware that, you know, other things could be going on there, but you still have fun and enjoy it. So yeah, that's just what I'm saying, but it's really an awesome area, and I think if you're around, you should totally have a look.
Mythical creature alert. Rawr!
All right, you know what time it is. We have an interesting tale for you today. So, there is a legend of the Shark Man. How do you get a Shark Man? Great question. So, you might have seen Shark Man in different things, like I think in Harley Quinn, there's a Shark Man, and also in the Flash series, the TV show, I've seen the Shark Man as well. Or I don't know if that's his name. I forget exactly right now. But you see him, a villain that's like a shark and a man combined. So, yeah. But the story goes like this. There was a beautiful young woman named Calais who absolutely loved going to the sea ocean, to the sea and ocean, to bathe every night. Shapeshifter and Shark King all rolled into the same individual, Kamahuali, and I hope I get that right, I'm sorry if I didn't. Anyways, he saw her one night in the ocean as he was in his shark form. He decided, wow, what a catch. But, you know, not like to eat, but as in this woman is freaking gorgeous, and yeah. So he transformed into a chief and went on land and got to know some of the people around, you know, get to know the locals and whatnot. And, you know, he would, like, eat with them. And then he found her, and they fell in love. Of course, she didn't know that he was really a shapeshifter slash shark man. Anyways, after some time, she got pregnant, and he wasn't happy about this. But he had to leave her to give birth alone and raise the child without him. I mean, he would love to stay in her life, he loved this woman, but he couldn't father this child given his life and what he really was. So he gave her one key instruction.
Do not let this child feed on any type of animal.
No meat, that means. So basically this child has to be a vegetarian.
For life. No take-backsies here.
Okay, so you fast forward, the child is born, but on his back was some sort of deformity in the form of a hole that reminded Calais of an actual fish mouth. No joke. As Nanawe grew, things changed. Apparently, in ancient times, such as these, men and women had to eat separately. Once he was with his grandpa, and you know, sometimes grandparents could be little rebel rule breakers and let their grandkids do things, and the parents maybe wouldn't be excited about. Yeah, it happens. Anyways, grandpa here let him eat meat, and that was the one key moment in the beginning of the Sharkman saga. I watched Eurovision and the whole saga thing. I just thought that sounded really cool. Yeah, but anyway, I feel like that would be a really cool book. So, once he consumed meat, you may have forgotten that fish mouth thing on his back, right? Or not, you know? I mean, who could forget that? Anyways, rows of teeth instantly popped up like a pop-up book, but it was hungry for flesh. Calais saw a crazy transformation from young boy to shark right before her very eyes. And as she went to her favorite bathing spot, he would chase around little creatures and instead of, like, enjoying them like he used to, he would actually devour these creatures. So as he grew into an adult, his appetite needed something with a bit more substance. He needed to eat bigger things, like, you know, sharks kind of do. And he would tear swimmers from limb to limb. There was a time where swimmers or anyone in the water could either go missing or lose a limb. Some of his friends were included here. Tough luck, bro, really. Eating your friends? I mean, come on.
You could always go for that annoying guy or girl. You know, anybody could be annoying sometimes. So, yeah, definitely go for the annoying ones. At least that's maybe what I would do.
Anyways, people became very weary of Nanawe. They did not know that he was really the culprit, but he was among some of the only ones that hadn't been hurt in any way. So that kind of gives you a little bit of a red light. The villagers had discovered the mouth on his back, and then they knew that he was the one, and they wanted to kill him. He transformed into his shark form and disappeared, and turned up in another area around the island. And he tried to change his flesh-eating ways. He really, really wanted to. But it was too late. As others were watching, He had kidnapped a young girl and devoured her right there for people to see.
In plain sight.
The people, of course, would not allow this, so off he was again to another island. Suppressing his hunger was difficult, as his urge was just growing stronger. You know, his father, the king of sharks, seriously, he gave that warning, and unfortunately, it was out of his mother's hands. So he just couldn't keep his secret, as the stories about this crazy people-eating shark man were spreading across the islands. Not knowing who he was being watched, he shapeshifted, and the Molokai people saw this, and they took care of him. Not in a nice way, you know, you can take care of someone, oh yeah, we're having a great time together, I might take care of them. No, 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 my friends. Unless his body was a puzzle that could put itself back together again after being incinerated in a big oven, there is no coming back. And that was the end of Sharkman. Ooh, tough break. Have you been to Hawaii or Oahu and seen the beautiful Diamond Head Volcano or seen that lighthouse I was talking about? Or do you have another awesome suggestion of a place that maybe you would prefer for me to check out in the future? I would love to hear about you and just whatever you're thinking there. So you can reach me at randomindietraveler@gmail.com. Also, you can find me on Instagram, and I post some different things on there, so you can check out some pictures and whatnot. So that's at randomindietraveler. And then also I'm on YouTube, Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler. You know, I try to keep it simple, keep the same name with everything, at least-ish. So there you go. And yeah, just check out other podcast episodes. I'm always bringing fun content each week, usually of different awesome places that I'm going to. So yeah, I hope that you enjoyed it. And be sure to come back next week and tune in for another awesome adventure. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and I'll catch you in the next one. Stay away from those shark people.